I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. 9 months after Cyclone Ila tore through Bangladesh, more than 200,000 survivors are still homeless as monsoon season approaches. Families are still dependent on emergency aid for food and shelter. Gospel for Asia's KP Yohannan says it's an overwhelming task given how slow recovery has been overall. Their team continues to meet needs with a singular focus. You can help.
Give them food or clothes and shelter, but make sure we preach the gospel and pray with these people and lead them to the Lord. And that's one of the priority we have among our workers at this time.
We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. Next, the Haitian government has released 8 missionaries detained for attempting to take children from the country illegally. Bethany Christian Services' John Van Valkenburg says, thanks to the Haitian orphan placement effort, there's a new pathway for adoption.
What the HOPE Act is looking to do is to expand humanitarian parole to children who have not yet been matched by a family, but been declared an orphan for adoption.
If passed, adopted kids will have a new home and exposure to the message of Christ.
I think what people see through all of this is that God's will is being done despite the disaster.
And at a recent book fair in Cairo, Egypt, young viewers of Sat7 Kids, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, had the chance to meet one of their favorite characters. Assam, or Mr. No, answers kids' questions on the show, Why Is That? As thousands of kids lined up to get his autograph, Mr. No was encouraged by the tremendous response because it showed kids were tuning in. At a young age, kids in many closed countries are hearing about Christ's love and his plan for their lives. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have questions about any of today's stories, call us at 1-800-995-4828. By the way, Mission Network News is partnering with OneNewsNow.com. Go there to find other domestic and international news from a Christian worldview. I'm Greg Yoder.